Ella speaking.
Yes. Hey, it's me. I was calling regarding the switching the home care.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute. So you would like to sign up two of your family members, right? Your
yes.
parents? Got it.
Yes.
Got it. And we approved you for $17 if you have two caregivers, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And what's the status right now?
So, 5 hours and 3 hours, 45 minutes. And plus each 10 hours transportation.
Hmm? I didn't understand. You need what?
So that 5 hours plus 10 hours transportation a month. So, and mom? 3 hours, 45 minutes, plus 10 hours transportation.
Each I understand. Day. We don't do transportation.
You don't do transportation?
No, we only do home care.
Yeah, but that's included. You know, that's the...
It's Medicaid that does it. Medicaid does transportation, but we are not Medicaid. We're just a home care agency under Medicaid. For transportation, you'll need to go to Medicaid direct.
Hello, this is Asan. How are you doing?
I'm good.
So the thing is with the transportation is that it's needed in his care.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how that would be. I know the Medicaid does the transportation, but so you guys would offer no type of transportation, even if Medicaid does have transportation needed for him?
So we're not a transport, like, we only do the home care services under Medicaid. We don't do the transportation.
Correct, but transportation is under home care because it's one of the liabilities that is needed for him.
He has, let's say, 35 hours. You need additional of that transportation or included in the 35 hours?
What was that? Sorry.
Because, like, one of the members have 35 hours approved for home care. Right? Do you need transportation additional of that, or that's
okay.
like included in the 35?
I'm not sure who has 35 hours.
That's what I got, like 135 hours and 124 hours per week.
No 35 hours.
That's what they told me last time. So how many hours is it?
When did you
go here?
So
30
days.
Okay.
Times 5 hours, it's 150 hours plus 30 days.
So, do you have calculator?
I do, yes.
Perfect. So, can you do math? Okay, let's say 30 days a month times every day 5 hours.
If you have every day 5 hours, then it will be that's 35 hours a week. So, 7 times 5 is 35.
That's weekly.
Weekly, yes.
Yes, 35 hours weekly.
Right.
And for mom, it's 7 days, 3 hours, 45 minutes.
7 days? That would be
about 23 hours.
26 hours.
26 hours, okay. Yep.
Got it.
So what is the issue?
So you need transportation on top of that, or you want part of the hours should include transportation?
Top on that. So
top
because
that.
I do have it right now. Yes, I do have it right now. It's an extra, you know, and give it like 10 hours for each a month.
Who provides you the transportation?
Who provides me?
Yeah, from where do you have
home?
The transportation right now?
The home care.
The home care? Got it. So we actually don't provide transportation. I'm not sure who does it. Could be a different kind of care. But we only do the home care part. We don't do the transportation part.
Mm-hmm. So maybe, I don't know, maybe you don't have enough experience for that. So, or maybe I got, maybe I don't have a, I don't not understand you so good. So, but yeah, if you don't provide it, so I can just say have a good day because it's at 20 hours. And that's not too much, you know. It's not too much, you know, but they need it.
Got
like,
it. No, but we
hours.
Don't do transportation. We only do it, like, home care. So if you need us for home care services, then we can help you. Like, we can help you pay you for the 35 and 26 hours. But we
you don't need to help me. No, you cannot help me. So, I mean, it's not to help me, you know, because the patients needed that 10 hours each, you know, for the transportation. It's
got
not
it.
About me, you know, that I need it.
I understand. I really understand you, but unfortunately, we cannot help you with that because that's not a service.
Okay, have a good
provide.
Day, man. Bye-bye.
Okay.